Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Sarah.
Hi, this is Jenna.
And you're listening to Heartly Broken Radio. And sorry about that, we're having a little technical difficulties again. Today we're going to talk about, in a previous episode, we talked about the quote, marriage isn't 50-50, divorce is 50-50, marriage needs to be 100-100. And we wanted to go into more detail about the specific characteristics of what a 50-50 relationship looks like versus what a 100-100 relationship looks like. And so we've got five characteristics of each, and we're just going to go down the line and talk about the differences. The first characteristic that came to mind when I was thinking about the differences was finding fault versus finding solutions. And I know this was a big problem in my marriage. Whenever we would get in an argument or whenever some frustration or another would happen, our conversation usually went, we are here because of something that you did. And if we were trying to find, and it didn't matter what it was, if we were trying to figure out where it is, I can't really, as simple as that. I mean, it was always, finding fault or finding issues with the person's suggestion. Or a lot of times what would happen is my husband would suggest a place, and I would say, no, that doesn't sound good. How about this? And then he would suggest another place, or he would like my suggestion, suggest another place. I said, well, that doesn't sound good either. And then I would ask him a question to try to figure out, to try to find a solution to our particular problem, which at that point was trying to find a place to eat. And his response usually was, I give up. You don't like my two ideas, so I give up. And just pick up. I mean, that's not a 100-100 relationship characteristic, and that's not finding a solution. And I really try really hard to find solutions instead of finding faults. And I wasn't always perfect, but I think it's the attempt that matters. And
that kind of goes along with pointing your finger at the other person, mm-hmm. or blaming them or saying you do this, or speaking in kind of an accusatory tone, instead of doing that would be a 50-50 and an unhealthy way to be in a relationship. But I really like that. I advise that person to say, I feel this way, and I turn it more in on yourself instead of letting the other person, or even if you are misunderstanding where the person or your spouse or whatever is coming from, if you just tell them, well, I feel that you're doing this, maybe, instead of accusing them, like, you're doing this to me, or instead of saying that, understanding that, you could be taking it the wrong way. I don't know. I'm thinking of many things right now.
So you're saying instead of, if your spouse or your significant other is doing something you don't like, instead of saying, you do this all the time,
mm-hmm.
you don't put the dishes away, or you don't put down the toilet seat, or you play games too much. You play games too much. So instead of saying that, say instead, I feel left out when you play games.
Right.
Instead of, you take a break from it and go for a walk.
There you go. That's a very healthy way to deal with an issue. And that's like 100, because you're putting your whole self. You're not, just going to say, well, you do this, and then there's no solution. I think that's what you are getting at with the finding fault versus finding solution. I think those go together very well.
I want to interrupt for a second and just explain that. Winston and I don't have a lot of sleep.
Yeah.
Last night, I loaded up on coffee.
Probably a good thing to mention.
And we're gonna take a break for a drink right now. Just one second.
All right. Coffee. Hold my brain, please. Lukewarm coffee.
So, the third characteristic that we wanted to talk about really related to because this is something that I found myself in my marriage, and that is in my marriage, I felt it was a 50-50 because it was always mine. And I felt like it was either his win or it was my win.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I didn't want that. I didn't want it to be like that. But it was almost like he wasn't leaving any other option. It was either his win or it was my win. And there was no room for finding a solution. There was no room for working together. And I found myself many, many, many saying, I don't feel like we're.
Yeah.
And at the time, because I was in the thick of it, I wasn't thinking like I'm thinking about it now, but that's exactly what I was trying to point out. I was trying to point out the fact that it's a 50-50 relationship and not 100-100.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I also wanted to talk about compromise, because that's the word that Jen and I really despise. And it's brought up a lot in relationships. Whether it's a business relationship, a friend relationship, a romantic relationship, a mother-child, a parent-child relationship, compromise is usually thought of as a thing, but Jim and I really don't think it is.
Whenever I see it, it's ew. It just looks so negative. And it feels like two more countries. You know, coming up with a compromise. Like, that's how I honestly, I don't know why I can't see it in a positive way, because, like, neither of us are, like, we're both just, it's fine. I give up.
Yes.
I'll just do what you want, and you do what I want, so we get along. Like, it's just all negative. And I agree. I like that 100-100 is, we're both on the same team, and if you lose, then I lose. You know,
yeah,
and
exactly.
If you win, then I'm winning. That's how 100-100
really
is. Because, yes, we're two separate people, but we can both win, I think. You know,
yeah.
I think that, in theory, maybe not, you could probably think of some examples where it's like, really?
Yeah.
I'm the only one in that situation, but in general,
yeah.
If I'm just kind of the overall team is, we're on the same team. I'm not competing against you. I'm trying to win and make you lose. That is a terrible, almost relationship, and it's not something that's how I felt. You know, it felt like I lost. Or I was just compromising.
The definition of compromise for me was kind of taught to me by my parents. A lot of times, if my parents didn't agree, my dad's way of fixing the problem was to say, okay, we'll do it my way this time, and we'll do it your way next time. And on the surface, I can see how why people might think that was a good solution, a good compromise, you know, whatever. And maybe in certain circumstances, that could work. But I think what ends up happening is every single time you have an issue, then the same person is always saying, okay, well, let's do it my way this time, so your next time will come along. And I don't really know if that's happened with my parents, but I'm just saying that that could happen. And the other thing that I think that happens in a situation like this is it becomes a score sheet. Okay, you got your way. This time. You got 3 points, and I'm over here. I only got my one. And you know how good humans are at remembering
the past. Oh, yeah, we are.
So you're always going to think that you get your way less. But that's what compromise efficient. That's the umbrella that hangs over and influences every behavior. And it turns it completely from a teen into abortion. And I remember thinking that a lot. Like, I'm not a score sheet, and the relationship is not a score sheet. There's actually
an Bible verse that talks about love that's very popular, but it says love keeps no record of wrong. And I think that kind of goes along with that. If you don't keep a record of anything, that's not how it's supposed to be. Like, well, you did this time, or you did this, that is so wrong, and it shouldn't be like that. It should be, that's what, I think that's what 50-50
is. Yeah.
Yeah. So, 100-100-50, we're not going to keep score, you know, or keep track of when you got to do things, and I didn't get to do it. Because it's so tight. It's really tight.
I want to repeat. And I think it falls in this category. What I was thinking about for my husband was, I understand why you feel the way you do, but, and it doesn't really matter what the but is, but he would say, but I don't agree with you. That's what he would
say. You don't have to agree with somebody's feeling
that way. Exactly.
You don't have to acknowledge.
Exactly. When somebody comes to you and they say that they feel a certain way, that your feelings aren't something you agree with or don't
know.
They're something that you experience.
Valid.
And they're real.
And they're valid.
Exactly.
So if you are invalidating someone or your spouse or whatever, if they say, I really feel upset or I feel really sad, and you say, well, no, or
yeah.
I don't agree, or
yeah,
I don't
exactly.
get it, then that's not 100-100. The 100-100 would be you acknowledge and listen to and respect, validate the other person. Like, oh, I didn't know you felt that way, or, you know,
and maybe
not always apologizing, because maybe, you know, it's a misunderstanding.
Sure, yeah. I think a lot of issues in relationships is because of the fact that we're afraid of hurting people. We're afraid to share things. We're afraid to share our feelings. When we were going through this list and writing down what we were going to talk about, when we got this list right now, I said that I get sick of people saying that women just want guys to just share their feelings all the time. And men have to share their feelings. And I want to know what you're feeling. And they're eating breakfast. And I want to know how you feel about eating breakfast. I mean, no, that's not what it's about. Like,
no.
Obviously, both parties have to have their space, the feelings that they keep themselves, or they keep themselves privacy and all that. But when it matters, like when it affects the relationship, that's when you need to start sharing.
Yeah.
And
not being 100-100 would be not being afraid of each other's feelings.
Yeah.
And I think that's really good because you just let the other person feel the way they feel, and just know.
Yeah.
We've all been like, well, I'm just going to hold back. you know, even if you're in a good relationship, be like, okay, I'm not going to hold back, and I'm not going to keep track of what they've done or not done.
Exactly.
I'm just going to come forward and, you know, be honest, share my feelings, do what I feel like I need to do in a relationship.
Okay. I think I'm glad we waited to this, because I think this encompasses all of the other characteristics that we talked about. And you, Jenna, said something about when I first mentioned this, Jenna kind of elaborated it by saying not sharing things, feelings, problems, or just provide in general, not being excited to be with that person. You know, one thing that our husbands had in common was that they would fight and procrastinate about spending time with our family. And we're not saying that 100-100 it's perfect. That's not what we're saying. What we're saying is the, I don't know if you want to call it energy, love, self, that's 100-100. So that when I was talking to my friend Albert about this and about the quote and about the different characteristics, and his wife died about 6 years ago, and she was sick toward the end. And, you know, even if you don't have such a horrible situation like that, even if you just need a cold or a leg or whatever it is, if it's not anything health-wise, if it's just you or your partner is just really frustrated or emotional one day, you're just, you yourself are 100%. If you're in a 50-50 relationship and one partner is frustrated or emotionally distraught or unhealthy or whatever, in a 50-50 relationship, the 50% from the other person is not enough to hold the relationship together during those bad parts. But if you're in a 100-100 relationship and if one partner is not 100% so, then that 100% from that other partner is enough to carry the relationship and keep it together. And,
that's beautiful. I'm positive.
Oh, really?
It is. It's half of my brain. It's like, no, it's really beautiful. But that is awesome. You come alongside that person and you be what they can't at
the
time. Or like you're there for them.
But if you're so used to giving 50-50, you're not going to step up right in bad times because it's become habit, not part of the relationship. So that's why I love this book. I love it. This simple short quote it just sums up, I think, the entire reason why we do this radio show.
Oh yeah, it really does. But one thing we said and I wrote down was, say you don't feel like, or you're doing something, like you're working on a project, or you're working, and the other person, since Sarah was talking about this, like, going and asking the person, hey, can you do this with me, blah, 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 like, interrupting them, I guess, when you would say, I wrote down creating healthy boundaries.
Oh, yeah.
And we talked about that. Like, if you are in the middle of something, and, you know, your software comes and asks you to say, hey, can you give me half an hour, and then I will do whatever. Like getting on a timeline or creating a healthy boundary instead of getting upset with them. Like,
or arguing
or not. Or like, what, you know.
Or keeping a spreadsheet for later.
Yeah. If you want to talk with me,
well,
I didn't know that you would be a time out. You know, it's a lack of communication. I think that's a good thing. To communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then you're, enthusiastic about being with that person. That's why.
Why are you in a relationship and you don't want to spend time with that person, or you don't want to
share them, share your life with them in general. That's what I wrote down.
Yeah.
Because, you know, not sharing things with the person you're with, why are you even with them? If you can't share your life or your feelings or, you know, fears or anything, why, you know, that's got to be 100-100. And,
yeah. All right. So, our DIY today is we were talking about the fact that, you know, this radio show is for women, and a lot of times, I mean, not a lot, many, many, many times, when women are going through separation or divorce, they have a lot of financial issues.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be good. And so we wanted to come up with a DIY for women that keep or even free to, and also you're going through a lot of stress, so you need breaks from stress. So how do you take breaks from stress when you have financial problems? So a simple thing that we can thought we would go over with you is cheap or free entertainment for your family, for yourself. If you're still with your spouse and you are trying to make things work, you have an idea for couples. So the one for family is just really simple. Search online, studio in what, whatever city you're in or whatever city you're by. Type that in. And I'll probably get it.
Yeah. I did this recently and found this whole bunch because I'm in San Diego and I had in three things to do. I didn't have money to put it. There were a lot of ideas. And also, I know that people are nearby in Indianapolis. And I know that their children's museum has a free day every month. And a lot, and I know that the children's museum in Chicago also does as well, has a free night every month. And so there are a lot of museums and things like that that will happen.
And we just discovered a children's museum in St. Louis. It's only $12.
Yeah.
But $12 per thing.
That's super sweet.
And it's a little more on the
I'm just going to say, it was $58 to get into the San Diego.
Wow.
$58,
okay?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, well,
I'll just keep that. I have a Pinterest board, and we'll share them on our Facebook page I think I called it DIY toys, or no, handmade toys, and we'll post a link to that. But, you know, if you just Pinterest, there are tons of toys and activities that you can make for free with things that you just have lying around. So if you have kids, it's a really good way to keep them busy and get involved with them and play with them without spending money.
I thought of something when you were talking. I had some vowels that were left over, and I had felt.
Uh-huh.
And so I just made some fairy ones
for
my daughter, which they absolutely love. And one got loose of it, they fight over it.
Seriously, I made
it. I think that's been the best thing ever, and I made it in, a couple of minutes with some hot glue.
Yeah.
But I was star. I mean, it was really.
Okay, I'll make you one. All right. So, if you want to find something you can free to do by yourself, I also have a board called DIY Spa Treatment, and we'll put the link to that for you. Homemade spa treatment. And you probably have most of the ingredients. Don't worry, I'm fine. Probably have most of the ingredients in your kitchen right now. And the last thing for couples, if you're still with your spouse and you're trying to work things out, a free and cheap thing to do is to have a date night in. So just get together a nice tablecloth and some lights or candles or make your favorite meal.
Yes.
Even if you can't agree on a meal, make two meals then.
Yeah, exactly.
And you don't have to spend any more money than you would have home. Okay, well, that's it. And we got through it.
Man, I can't tell you how tired I am right now.
Okay, well, we got through it. Let's check our Facebook page. We've also got a website up. More about it. Thanks again for joining us today.
Okay.